Welcome back to another episode of Up in Smoke. I am your host. You already know what it is, Chef Boyardee, aka TJ, aka Tymar. Merry fucking Christmas. We made it. We're almost at the finish line. It's another year of being at home with my dog celebrating Christmas. Nothing wrong with that, but, you know, I'd rather be with family, but, you know, I ain't got that much sick time, or I'm trying to save my PTO, so I got vacations I gotta take, so it's all good. You know, Christmas is, like, one of my favorite holidays. You know, like, all the Christmas movie comes on, like, my top five Christmas movies for Sholi is The Grinch, Christmas Story, Elf. We got National Lampoon, Christmas Vacation, and, you know, Friday After Next. Black people know that's a Christmas movie for Sholi. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just sit there and watch all my movies and shit. And normally on Christmas, I always watch a Christmas Story marathon. But now it's on, like, HBO Max. So I'll probably put that on tomorrow. You know, wasn't supposed to be on a four-day weekend, but I am. And I'm, like, mad, but I'm not mad about it. Yeah, bro, my upstairs neighbor, this nigga can't ever get his plumbing right. And all his shit just always be leaking. Thank God I was not gonna, didn't leave for work yet. Because that shit could have been bad. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'd have came home and been pissed. Like, I just, the second time was my fault. I flooded my shit. But this time I was like, bro, I'm not finna deal with this. So I think I'm finna be moving soon because I'm tired of dealing with this shit. You know, it's kind of bullshit. Shit, they need to be giving me like a fucking a month free of rent. Shit, always nigga apartment always leaking in my shit. Hell, but you know, luckily I stopped it, and then ever since then since yesterday. Was out partying, not necessarily, but I had ended up going to the bar with my homies. I normally like to do things by myself. If you can't do things by yourself, like, bro, you got an issue. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could go to a bar by myself in the movies. I haven't done the going to the restaurant. Well, yes, I have. I always sit in a bar area. There's nothing wrong with it. I just be chilling. It's never wrong to just have your own personal space. And like I said, I go to the movie theaters. It's like my therapy place. I seen Spider-Man by myself on Thursday and then went to go see it Friday with my homies. Like, that's like my own time. Like, I explained that. And then, but yeah, I was just chilling at the bar with my by myself. I normally go to the Alley Cat because that's where I used to work at next door. And next door to Half Pint. And so, like, I just was chilling on my phone, just watching the football game. And then, like, I see my old coworkers from, you know, and, you know, I just scooted up a chair and I was like, fuck it. And, bro, when I tell you I haven't laughed so hard in so long, that shit was so funny. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was pretty fun. Like, I enjoyed it. My homies enjoyed it. They all came out. What did we do? Yeah, we drank. We talked about all the old shit we used to go through at my job. And then, yeah, giggling and shit. And so, like, Daniel met me. My homie Daniel, he met me at the bar. Introduced him to my old coworkers. And then Missy pulled up. Because we already had plans to go bowling. So we were just like, fuck it, let's pregame and then go bowling. Bro, we went bowling. Bro, this man had the nerve to buy three pitchers of Jell-O shots. Mind you, I don't drink. Like, if I'm going to smoke, I'm not drinking. It's just a thing I got. It's a thing I do. Like, I'll drink a beer or two, you know what I'm saying? But I'll drink a beer or whatever. But at that point in time, like, I'm not drinking no hard alcohol. But I was like, bro, fuck it. Like, I'm on vacation. It's Christmas, and Christmas break, like, you know what I'm saying, might as well. So I'm over here throwing these bitches back and bowling and shit. Luckily, today my hands don't fucking hurt because they always hurt from bowling, but it was cool though. We had hella fun, and then, you know, you always got that one homie that gets too fucked up, and then, yeah, if y'all follow me on Snap, y'all seen this man was throwing up and shit. The shit was gross, but I laughed at it. That shit was fucking hilarious. So, yeah, man, it was a good night. We drove back home, and then they came to my crib or whatever, and Daniel ended up leaving. His girl ended up coming to get him, and then me and Missy was just literally on the couch watching it. Just talking, just like, you ever just have that friend, like, you could just hang out and just vibe with on the couch? That's Missy. Missy's always been like that. Like, we've always, you know what I'm saying, we've always been the ones that have deep conversations. And so, like, all I remember, me and Missy was just talking for a while, and then it got really deep, and then, like, I just, like, kind of, like, dozed off, and I was like, Missy, and she was out cold. So, it's cool. It was cool. That was a good day to start it off. And then today, I was just like, fuck it. I want to clean my apartment. You know what I'm saying? I want to not have to clean this shit for the next 2 days I have off and not worry about it. But yeah, you know, it's. I wish I could decorate my house for Christmas. And I normally don't, because, like, I'm scared that my dog's going to pee on my tree. I just don't. So, I just leave it alone. So, but yeah, no, it's. Yeah, I love this holiday, and plus I'm about to get my first white Christmas ever. Like, I've always dreamed about having a white Christmas, like, since I was a kid. Like, I always seen it in movies and shit, and like me and Boba really finna go out tomorrow. Like, I'm finna deadass, like, get my shit up, and then, I'm finna throw my cleats, and I'm finna march my ass to the park. And me and this little nigga, he finna go run around in the snow, you know what I'm saying, and do whatever he gotta do, tire himself out, and then we finna go home and chill. The one thing I do love about Christmas, though, like, is that my mom, she will always make a fat-ass breakfast. So, hopefully, like, tomorrow, I can see if a grocery store is open, I hope, and just get a little bit of the breakfast stuff, probably, you know, make some mimosas and shit. And have a fucking good ass day. Light some candles. Gonna be a good day, because I know it's gonna snow, and it's gonna be fucking hard. So, yeah, I'm excited. I'm excited to just do all that. But yeah, I apologize for not dropping some episodes. I kind of just took like a little break, because, you know, I just needed to, like, chill for a minute. You know what I'm saying? Like I've been really consistent on it lately, but I was like, you know what, like. I had two episodes, but then I was just like, I just don't like them. So I just was like, fuck it, I'm just going to drop one on Christmas. So I just said, fuck it, I'm just going to drop this one. And sorry, I lost my train of thought. Drop this one. And then, excuse me, I always tend to do these fucking late. For some reason, I get in these crazy ass moods, and I was just like, fuck it, I just want to do it. And then, but yeah, I just took a little two weeks break from just shooting, just to, like, you know, come up with some content and shit. And yeah, man, it was nice. You know, I caught up on all my shows. Hawkeye, I'm done with Hawkeye finally. Hawkeye was fucking lit. Go watch that if you ain't, you know, if you're a real Marvel nerd like I am. Seen Spider-Man No Way Home. I'm not gonna say shit about it. I'm just gonna tell y'all to go see that shit. Go see that movie. That's all I'm gonna tell y'all. Go see it. I'm not gonna give y'all my reactions or nothing about it. I will make a reaction video for people who have seen it and look at the, you know, listen to it. But yeah, that was a good movie to watch. A great Christmas movie. So. But yeah, no, I just thought I'd drop like a little short little Merry Christmas, you know what I'm saying? And I hope everyone has like a wonderful, wonderful day. Yeah, no, I'm going to try to, you know, I'm kind of just trying to, like, be busy lately. Like, it's crazy, too, because I haven't really even been on my Xbox. Like, bro, I've just been, like, in a, not in a mood, but I've just been in a, like, thinking a lot mood. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get in those, like, moods where you just want to sit there and just think about a lot of shit that's going on and, like, it's going on around me. Like, I'm not going to lie, like, December has been really good to me. I've been really happy this year. Like, I'm not even going to lie to y'all, bro. This is the first, like, month where I have not stopped laughing. Like, I've been joyful, like, December. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, rekindling friendships and, you know, like, hanging out. Like, because I normally don't go out. I haven't been going out. I just be staying home because I feel bad for my dog. Like, I'm always gone 24 hours out of the day. Not, you know what I mean, like 8 hours out of the day, excuse me. And he's just in his crate all day. So I normally just stay home and play with him so he could just be chilling. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, no. So that's the mood I've been kind of in. But, like, it's cool to just been, like, chilling, trying to get some shit done, and then, you know, so I just been listening to a lot of, like, Christmas music and trying to be, you know, trying to be happy and enjoy the rest of this year. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I got a lot of goals for 2022. I hope y'all do too. Like, I think I'm gonna start mine. I'm honestly not gonna wait until the new year. I'm gonna probably start mine as soon as I get my car. Excuse me, there's a loud ass car outside and niggas don't just be thinking this is a sideshow in my apartment all the time. But yeah, I keep the, what's craziest too is, like, this is how motivated I've been. Like, I've either kept, like, a quote, like, I've seen off We the Urban. If you don't follow them, bro, on Instagram, bro, y'all should. They be giving some deep ass thoughts, and I just be sitting there just, like, reading through some of that shit, because I'm not gonna lie, I do be relating to some of that shit sometimes, and sometimes I don't ever have the answers, and I'll go searching for it, but if it gets really, like, out of hand, like, I'll call my mom, and, you know, we always be talking. My mom's really my ride or die when it comes to, like, deep conversations. I can have them with my dad, too, but I feel like it hits different from your mom, you know what I'm saying? So, I like having those little cool convos, but, yeah, man, I've just been trying to stay positive and trying to make some moves, you feel me? Because, I don't know. I just don't know, bro. Like, I've been in, like, yeah, like I said, I've been in a good mood. But at the same time, I feel like something good's going to happen for me. And I just, I don't know if I'm just waiting for it or when it's going to happen. But it's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? So, that'll be a good way to close out 2021. But yeah, post-COVID, kiss my ass, bro. Because you fucked up a whole lot of things. And yeah, COVID should have never hit US. That's all I got to say. I'm not going to be debating it. But yeah, post-COVID fucked a lot of things up. Yeah, so I hope, like I said, I hope everyone has a great, great Christmas. I hope everyone spends time with their family. I'm going to call mine's all tomorrow. So it's going to be, we're all going to group FaceTime. Make fucking, get drunk. Make a fat ass breakfast or dinner. I'm going to do breakfast. I love breakfast. Like I said, just, you know, chill out and vibe with your fam and friends. You know what I'm saying? And keep that positive energy going. You know what I'm saying? That's how I've been moving lately. So I want everyone else to move it like that as well. Before I close this out, I need y'all, if y'all haven't started watching it, because, you know, like, I love my shows, and I know y'all be, I'm sure some of y'all be watching this shit, some of the shit I be saying, but, bro, Euphoria Season 2 drops January 9th. If y'all are not on that by now, bro, please get on that. That's one of the most realest shows, like, I've ever seen in a long time. Like, it's just a whole lot of shit that happens, like, when we were all in high school. And I could relate to some of it. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's really some, like, crazy-ass shit. You know what I'm saying? So, I feel like if you haven't seen that, go ahead and watch that. You know what I'm saying? So, but yeah, so I just want to, you know, give out that Christmas cheer. Hope everyone has a great and lovely day. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, and I'll be dropping another episode sometime soon. Debating how I feel, I probably will drop the other episode. Probably not, but probably drop it as like a bonus or some shit. We'll see. But happy holidays. Hope you guys have a great, great Christmas. And I'll see you soon. Peace.